Welcome, 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 everybody, to the first and inaugural singing season of Lift Your Voice, Augusta's Community Choir. And we hope that next season we can transition some of you into being from being audience members into being choristers. It's been an incredible privilege and just so fun to rehearse these last 9 weeks. We've been meeting every Tuesday, and what you're seeing here is a culmination of a grant that was generously awarded to us by the West Virginia Department of Arts, Culture, and History. And through this funding, we've been able to bring master culture bearers in from all over West Virginia to start to talk about their specific culture within West Virginia, and we have studied and learned the music that they have taught us. And so you're going to see a broad overview of the diversity that is within our wonderful state. If you like what you're seeing and you want to be a part of it, we have some great programming coming up. Augusta's July Summer Festival and Workshops is upon us. July 10th, we'll start with Cajun and Creole, Swing and Classic Country Week. The very next week is Bluegrass and Vocal Week, and there's many vocal instructors here that'll be teaching during that week. And then the last week is Blues and Old Time, and then on Saturday, July 30th, we'll be down in the park with the Augusta Craft Fair Festival Open Fiddle and Banjo Contest, and then across the street with the Augusta Block Party. We hope to see you all there. And lastly, I would like to make some announcements about some changes in the organization that you may have read about in the newspaper. But over the course of the pandemic, Emily and I have been working with the board of the college as well as their upper administration to restructure how Augusta operates within the college, and we have become a separate 501c3, where that's a separate nonprofit. We're still in partnership with Davis and Elkins College, and we enjoy their support and continue to work with them going forward. But what this means for us is we can broaden our programming. We have partners with our state parks, with our different resorts around the state, and you're going to see Augusta having a wider footprint. And celebrating traditional art and culture in new and unexpected ways. Although we do want all of that programming, all the roads to lead back to Elkins. And for that reason, we have signed a purchase agreement on the Wilt Building in downtown Elkins. The intent of this is to have a physical Augusta Heritage Center in downtown that can offer continual year-round programming for our immediate community. We plan school-age programming, family programming, creative aging programming, and programming that appeals to the many cultural tourists that visit our town each year. Should you like to support this endeavor, I welcome you to start a conversation with me. We've been working with Woodlands Development Group and the state of West Virginia to put together the funding for this project, but to bring it to completion, it will rely on many generous donations from folks like yourself. So if you enjoy this vision and want to see it come to fruition in downtown Elkins, I encourage you to take a proactive approach and come and talk to me about how we can get the rubber to hit the road together and make our town, Elkins, the best it possibly can be. Without any further ado, I'd love to introduce my partner in crime, Augusta's artistic director and our esteemed Lift Your Voice choir director, Miss Emily Miller.
That first song you heard was called Marlborough. It's from the Sacred Harp, a collection of shape note songs. I could go on and on about shape note singing, but as you could hear, it's really vibrant, exciting music. And that particular song was written in the mid-1700s. So pretty exciting to be bringing that through forward. We're going to follow that with a camp meeting song from the first of our four guest artists, Val Mindell. And this is called Rise, O Fathers, Rise.
Rise, O fathers, rise. Let's go meet him in the sky, for we'll hear the angels singing in that morning. Yes, I really do believe that just before the end of time,
very briefly, that those two camp meeting songs come from, actually come from Missouri and Kansas area. The camp meeting, we all have heard of camp meetings, but they came to be at a time when people were coming west, and they were very scattered, and it was sort of like us in the pandemic. They never saw anybody. Their churches that they'd left at home, they didn't have any physical buildings for them. So they would gather together in these unlikely places, like on this riverbank in Logan, Kentucky. And, you know, they would have thousands of people there. I think one estimate was 7,000 people turned up on a riverbank down there, over there in 1802. So you've got these people coming together to sing in times of hardship, and I think that is something to remember. That a lot of this music is just because it makes us feel good to sing it.
Yes. The next song is a song, a hymn that I learned from the singing of Addie Graham, who came from right over the border in eastern Kentucky, and she sang. She grew up in the old Regular Baptist Church. This song actually is a hymnal song you can find in a lot of hymn books. So I took the melody and arranged it into a four-part, another arrangement, four-part choral song of the hymn. So this is called Sister, Thou Art Mild and Lovely.
Sister, thou art
exciting things about starting something new is that you can decide what it can be. And so we really wanted to put together a choir that both brought our neighbors together in song. Check, success. So wonderful. And also that presented choral, sort of a different concept of what can be choral music. So bringing in traditional songs of various genres and getting to sing them together in this format, in this with this fellowship and togetherness. And so we picked as all the guest artists and myself picked songs that you might not typically hear in a choral setting, some of them, but I think they sound beautiful this way. And so to make this really a success, we hired this fantastic band on some of it. And so we have Jesse Milnes, Nate Druckenmiller, and Nick Blake joining us for the next few songs. I'll let you in on a secret. Val Mandel who is incredible, is also my mother. And she lives right here in Elkins, and it's such an amazing resource, so we asked her to be one of our guest artists. And will you tell us what we learned from you?
Well, this, again, going on with this theme of not necessarily doing choral music for a choir, this song comes from that period of the Depression. This was written by Alton Delmore of the Delmore Brothers. I know a lot of you are familiar with their music. Blues Stay Away From Me is their big hit.